Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship this Sunday, the 30th of June. We'd like to welcome any visitors who are joining us this morning. A very warm welcome, especially if you're joining us for the first time. We also would like to welcome you to stay for refreshments after the service, which will be served in the hall and then through these two doors here. Please come for a cup of tea or coffee, and a chat. I'd be very grateful as well, friendly reminder, if you would please turn your mobile phone off or to mute so that it doesn't disrupt the service. I have just two brief announcements. So yesterday there was 12 hours of prayer in the coffee lounge. So I just wanted to thank anyone who was able to join. What a blessing that was. The room is still set up for prayer if anyone would like to make use of it. Please do go in the coffee lounge for some quiet time. And also next Sunday, July 7th, we will be having service on the rec across the road as part of the Haverhill Show, which will start at 10 a.m. So just a half an hour earlier, next Sunday, 10 a.m., please come and join us on the rec as we'll be doing a service to start the Haverhill Show. It'd be wonderful if you could be there. We'd like to thank Sonia and the worship band. Thank you so much for leading us in worship this morning. We'd also like to welcome Steve Norris, who's joined our service, and Ian Levitt, who will be leading our service. And I will now pass you over to him. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everybody. As it's been said, you get one and one free today. So that's good, isn't it? No, of course not. Of course not. So let's come to worship together. We are loved by God, the Father, and kept by Jesus Christ. Peace and love be ours forever and ever. Amen. So let us rejoice and be glad and give God the glory in song and worship today. And I hand over to this wonderful worship team. Please be seated. An opening prayer. O Lord our God, yes, we have come to worship you, the Lord of all creation. The skies praise you, the high and praise you high above. All angels praise you. The sun, the moon and the shining stars all praise you. And in all that we praise your name. For you commanded and they were created. You set them in place and we give you thanks. As David in Psalm 35 verse 2 to 3 says, put on the armour, Lord. Take up your shield and protect me. Rise up, mighty God. Grab your weapons of war and block the way of the wicked who come to fight me. Stand for me when they stand against me, Lord. So today, Lord, grant us a listening ear to hear your word and truth through our songs and scripture. For today, yours be the glory. Amen. I think we have a time of confession. If you can hold on to my words of confession, please do. This is for each one of us personally. Lord God, in our distress, we call to you. From the depths we cry for help. The storm of life swirls around us. Our troubles threaten to engulf us. We feel we have been sometimes forgotten or even abandoned. But we look again for you, for your love and peace. We have clung to worthless things and forfeited the grace that could have been ours. We are trapped under a weight of sin and our life is ebbing away. Oh Lord, we call to you now. Forgive us and restore us through Jesus Christ our Lord and Saviour, in whose name we pray. Amen. And now we have some more wonderful songs. Oh no, it isn't. It's the all-age talk even. According to this. Right, we're giving an all-age talk. They look worried for a minute. So was I. Right. Today, children, you are going to see something special, I hope. Has any of you seen a naked puppet? No! Here he is. Here he is. I think I need to put on his protection, don't you? On my hand. What do you think? No? You want me to talk with this? Okay. Let's see what we can do then. Well, the story goes with this naked puppet. This hand, as you can see, was having a conversation with each other. And they wanted to know which finger was the most useful. Which finger do you think is the most useful? Well, that one's useful, isn't it? It's great for pointing and using, in my case, typing. But it's also good for other things. And then we have this finger, the middle finger. Now, this middle finger is usually the longest finger, and that's what he reckons it was. I've got the longest finger, so I'm much more worthy than you. No. And then we have the ring finger, the love finger. No, he said, I am the most worthy, because I talk about love and peace and things like that. And the poor little finger went, well, what about me then? What about me? I'm pretty useful. I can't think what for, but I am pretty useful. And then thumb went, no, 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 no. None of you, you're all useful in your own ways, yeah. But can you do this one thing without me? And they all looked at him and said, I don't know. Can you, without me, pick up a Bible? No! You cannot pick up a Bible. Although these aren't Bibles, but they are close enough. They are hymns. There we go, look. They're able, all together, to pick up the Bible. Aren't they? Without the thumb, and I know some people who have not got their thumbs, find it very difficult to do that. But most of us here, I don't think, has got any fingers missing. No? I've got to admit, mine are a bit injured because they were taken out by a strimmer. Do you know what a strimmer is? It's one of these things that just cuts everything down. And I foolishly got involved with the strimmer in some shape or form, and it cut my fingers to bits. But they've healed now, aren't they? Isn't that good? They've healed now. But the Bible, so important. Or in this case, the hymn book. But with that, the naked Bible wanted a bit of protection. And he came up with this solution. Look at that. A glove. That's a bit of protection, isn't it? He needs that protection, especially on a cold day. You need protection when you're doing things with your hands. And what?
Like strimming.
Like strimming. Thanks, Philip. You reminded me of something. But also, it can be turned into a puppet. Here he is. Hello. My name's Andy. Andy, they call me. And as you've noticed, without all my fingers, I can't operate. Especially my thumb, because I wouldn't be able to speak. Look, I can't speak. He can't speak. But he needs his eyes to see, and my hand, the puppeteer, I'm called a puppeteer in this case, who can operate the puppet. So without all the hand working together, none of this would work. And that goes for you all here. Without you, I'll be talking to thin air, for a start. And I know a preacher who's actually done that once. He was talking, he was set off on a mission in that, I believe it was actually America of all places, and he went to the gold mining area. And he was asked by his minister to go and preach to this particular place. And there was no one there when he got there. And he thought, there's no one here. Where are they all gone? It was deserted. But him being him, he went for it. He gave the word of God to an empty church. But he didn't know there were some people who came to collect a few of their tools and stuff like that. And they went back to where they were now, and they spoke to the people and said, "Hey man, you should have heard this guy. We just heard him at such and such, giving them all this word about Jesus and all that type of stuff. And saying how good he is and how he can protect you in all ways. Come and listen to him. Let's go and listen to him." And that's what happened. They did. They actually went to get him and took him back to where they all were. And he was able to give the word. And that's what we're going to do today. Give the word of God in a maybe probably a different way to what you might be used to. But it's definitely the God's word and truth. So, I think it's... Song. That's what it says, or songs. It's just got, our God is a great big God. And we've got Steve, who just knows the actions. He's having a bit of child crisis or something. I don't know what he's having, but...
I don't think I can follow the puppet.
You can't follow the puppet. Hold on. Yeah. Go
just
on then.
Just be grateful I'm naked, eh?
So, yes. Our God is a great big God, so please stand. And follow Steve. Come on, girls and children, if you want to come up, get anything you want, get the... That's it. Yeah. I'll tell you why I'm impressed. That was good. Took me years to actually get some of those moves. Slowly but surely, as they say. So I think the children are off to their young people's club. So I'm just going to pray first, though. Sorry about that. Some have been a bit eager, aren't they? They want to come out. Come on. Yeah. They probably do, actually, Steve. Know what's coming, yeah. Lord God, let us keep from our children the things you you have taught us, and all we have received, your wisdom, your power, and your great deeds, for you hold our ancestors to teach us, that we in turn might instruct our children. Help our children to be obedient to you, to trust you, and to remain faithful to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Up you go. You've had enough of us. You're going to get more, though, with your wonderful teachers. Absolutely. Wow, as I said, I was impressed with you adults out there doing the actions. There's few churches that wouldn't even dream of doing that. But you have. That's great. Because it sort of livens things up in God's presence, doesn't it? Gives you that wah feeling. It does me. So, where are we now? The readings. Deborah, if you could come and give us the first reading, please.
Today's reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And for our second reading, our gospel reading, we have Alan.
This reading is taken from John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we should be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
And we move on and we sing our hymn before the sermon. In heavenly armor. That's what I need. Dear Lord, may Steve and my words be acceptable to you and for all of us today, that through both of us, your truth will be heard. In Jesus' name. So how this came about, Steve and I being here, was Steve was only meant to be here, but at that time he couldn't make it. But today, there's both of us, because I was asked by Kathy to take his place. And we came. And the pair of us have come together to offer this up. Now, the armour of God, I don't know if you've seen or heard of J. John, yeah? Any of you heard of him? Yeah. Well, I remember he did a portrayal on the armour of God. Anyone seen that or heard it? Have you then? Right. So did you get under the shower this morning and go, "Lord, Lord, bless me, bless me," and start putting your armour on? Because that's what he did. He started putting the armour of God on. And in this, we're going to do a portrayal ourselves of putting the armour of God on in a different way, hopefully. Now I'm going to give this young man here did you hear that? You're not a young man.
She speaks the truth.
The belt of truth. See, you speak the truth. The belt of truth. Absolutely. At least his trousers haven't fallen down yet, so that's something, isn't it? The belt of truth. Now, dear old Paul, bless him, he was imprisoned then. And he obviously had a guard, and that guard would have been a Roman guard. And for a Roman, he would have been standing quite close to him. Maybe not when he was writing this down to the Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, but he would have been under basically house arrest and with a guard, a person. And that person would have his girdle or belt of truth. And that girdle and that belt, because his undergarment was a long sort of pajama thing. That's the only thing I can call that. And he would have had to hoik that up and tuck it into the girdle, as Paul calls it. But you've gone and put the belt on, man. That's good. That's a good start. I don't know if you noticed also as well that Paul, as he puts these things down, it was as if you're dressing yourself. You put your belt on first. Well, most of us do. Put the belt on first on top of our garments. But then we have the breastplate of righteousness. the breastplate of righteousness. I've also got mine on. Doesn't say anything about ties, but I use this special tie that was given to me by certain people. It's a nice fit, as you can see. This is the protection. That symbol there. The symbol that Jesus' followers used to let people know that they were in Christ. They were followers of Jesus. And now if you could turn round. Here we have the saint. Saint Steve, town pastors. And we all have that. But the breastplate of righteousness is a very important bit because... Not in this case, because I can't do it up, but it protects your main organs that if they are pierced or stabbed or got at. Did you get it done up?
Yeah.
Wow. So that breastplate protects your main torso, your most important parts of your body, living organizer. Organs. So we have the breastplate of righteousness. And then we have the shoes and the peace of the gospel. Perfect fit. Again, with the soldier, he would have had not as delicate shoes as Steve's just put on, but he would have had his sandals, a type of sandal, which were very robust, and they used to go up and lace up around one's calf muscles so that they wouldn't slip or come off as they were doing miles and miles of marching. They used to some legions used to march at least 30 miles in a day. That is tough going. That is tough going. That is tough going. But this is all about peace. The shoes of peace. And don't we need that more than ever these days? Don't we need that more? And now I always reflect on that last piece that Paul reflects on. It's not the person. It's what's in the person, their soul, their being that we have to fight. Not the flesh and blood, but the inside of someone's head, basically. And that's what we need now as we reflect on what's going on in the world today. So I just ask that that's what we pray for within those leaders of the time, that we dispel, as the Bible says, the evil one. Some people would call it even demons within that take control and set our minds in a different. And the main thing with the peace, we have the peace of the gospel. The peace of the gospel in the New Testament. Because if you read it, that's what it all says. Basically, it's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be still. When Jesus quenched and stopped the storm in Galilee, in the Sea of Galilee, that's what he said. Peace be still. But if we take that further, in Psalm 46, it also says, peace be still, for I am your God. Amen to that. So that's what the gospel was portraying, peace. Peace among all men and women. To do and be part of his kingdom. And that comes with, at the beginning, the belt of truth. What is truth? And we have that other reading, which my Bible starts off with a representation of what is truth. And we got that from Pontius Pilate as well. That's one of his questions. What is truth? We've gone back. Truth is Jesus himself. That's what truth is. For each one of us, Jesus is the truth. The way, the truth, and the life. And as it said in John's Gospel, and the freedom. No holds barred, it's a freedom that God encapsulates for each one of us in Jesus Christ. Where are we with the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows? This is a very important part, actually, when you're out in town pastoring at midnight and it's pouring down. There you go. Because there's nowhere to. The shield of faith to fend off all those fiery arrows that the evil ones can fire at you. And you just don't know. You just don't know when that's going to happen. You just don't know when that's going to happen. And it can happen any time. So it's a really big protection. And if you go back to the Roman soldier, the actual shield was probably around about that big and about that tall. So you would have had to crouch underneath it to stop those fiery arrows. It was made of probably three pieces of wood slapped together and glued together and then covered in a canvas and leather if you could afford it with your wages as a soldier. A good protection. And then we have what we got this time. I knew that. The helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. And again, with that picture of the Roman soldier, the helmet was very important. It wasn't just a helmet, it had a little flap at the back to stop people slicing their necks and doing things like that. Because what is it protecting? It's protecting the head and the brain. The head and the brain. And with that, that needs protection. Because if you don't put that on, all things can come in, fire in. Even before this service, there was a few things that were fired at me that I wasn't too sure about. But I thought of that protection of my helmet and able to pray about it. Because that's what Paul says. Pray. Pray. And the final one is the sword. The sword. And as I said with my puppet, without the thumb, you would not have the Bible. You would not be able to hold the Bible. So it's having the Bible, the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation. There's so much in there for us, which I'm sure a lot of you know and are able to use in your daily prayer and worship, your personal worship and things like that. And I know that this man wants to say something. I can see it. You do. Okay.
So there are six things, aren't there, that Ian's just talked about. The belt of truth. And as Ian alluded to, Pilate asks the question, what is truth? But it's the wrong question, isn't it? If you get your truth from BBC News or GB News or social media, you're already looking at a window on the world that they have chosen. Every time they turn on their camera,
Absolutely.
You get a selection on the world. They've chosen to include that bit and excluded everything else. So everything they tell you is a point of view. All news media, everybody you meet, has an agenda. Whether that's a good agenda or not, they have a window on the world that they want to convince you of. So we must be strong in the truth to know what the real truth is. Whose truth is the question that Pilate should have asked. Whose truth? Answer me.
Jesus.
Jesus, of course. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except by me. And the breastplate of righteousness. The more observant among you are going to spot a theme here. Is it our righteousness?
No.
Whose righteousness? Jesus, that's right. He stands in our place. He is the righteous one. And we must step in to him to be protected from all these dark forces in the world. And your feet fitted with readiness. Isaiah says, blessed are the feet who bring the good news. Whose good news?
Jesus again.
Well done. We must be ready to share the good news with the people that we meet. The shield of faith. I'm sure most of you remember that the gifts of the Spirit include faith. Who gives us those gifts?
Jesus.
Well done. We must preserve our faith as a precious gift and not mix it with worldly things. The helmet of salvation. Who offers us salvation?
Jesus.
Never gets tired, does it? Never gets old. I can't tell you how important it is to read the Bible. Who here, just show of hands, who here has read the Bible from cover to cover in any order? Okay. Well done, those of you who have got your hand up. To the rest of you, I would say, don't lose out. Try reading this in order. And if you find certain versions difficult or you find reading difficult, there are so many other ways to access the Bible these days. If you're not sure what they are, come and see us afterwards. We'll point you in the right direction. We'll even get you the stuff. Okay, but don't lose out on the Word of God. It is one of the most important things you can do in your entire life, is to prayerfully read Scripture. So those are six things. And there's six things that humans can do. Six is the number of humanity in the Bible. What's the number of the kingdom?
Seven.
Who said seven? Put your hand up.
Me.
Well done. It is seven. Seven's the number of completion and the kingdom. And there are seven things in this reading, actually.
Yep.
The seventh, if I can get my glasses on. So, Paul says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So we've just done that one. And then he says, pray in the Spirit always, with all kinds of prayer and supplication. To that end, be alert, be watchful, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Prayer is the seventh thing. You can put all these things on if you want to, and they are freely available. But if you don't have a relationship with God, they're not worth anything. You can't do anything with them. You must be in that relationship with God where you're hearing God and being obedient to him. Over to you.
You can sit down now, Steve.
Because I'm such an old man.
I want to take you back to David and Goliath. Now, I think most of you know the story of David and Goliath, yes? Yes. But there's two particular things there, because there was two types of armour that were portrayed. One was Goliath's armour. By all accounts, he was a giant. And his armour was formidable. It weighed, so people think, And it says in the Bible, in my Bible, £125. That's a lot of weight. And then you have David, who was a young man then, and Saul was a bit dubious about using David initially, but he was told he was with the Lord, which made a difference for Saul at that time. And when they were together, David offered him his armour. And David started to put the armour on, the mail, all the breastplates, the other bits and pieces. And it wasn't until he picked up the sword and went to walk, he just couldn't walk. And the words that is used in my Bible is, David said, he took the armour off, and the word David said, I have not tested the armour. He just took it off. And we know the story, picked up a few pebbles and went to face Goliath. He didn't, with his armour on, go, oh no, look how big he is, look how big he is. Whoa. No, he went along and said, gosh, he's big enough, he's an easy target. There's a few smiles. That's what David did. And in a way, he had the armour of God on. Okay, it's in some ways a barbaric story because things progressed. So today, as Steve has said also, we do have an armour of God. And I want to take it a little bit further for each one of us of how to use that armour of God in a particular way. And I'm going to read this because it's quite poignant. It is helpful to actually take the pieces of armour, the helmet, the breastplate, the girdle, the belt or shoes and shield and sword, take them one by one and touch the parts of your body. Touch the parts in the helmet of salvation, the breastplate, belt of truth. So yes, the helmet especially protects the brain. And it says in 2 Timothy, I know him in whom I believed. And the breastplate is the covering of Christ's righteousness, that protection in which we are acceptable to God. And the soldier's belt or girdle had to be well fitting, as Steve's was. I could tell. And he could, as I said, not walk freely, and the truth shall make you free, make you walk free. The shield covered the whole body. When you crouched down behind it, it meant life or death for each one of us. To the shoulder and a soldier in combat. And it said, the righteous shall live by faith. And as it says, Christians should be a bringer of peace. Wherever he goes, hence the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit in the Word of God, as Steve has said. Because Christians need its hands no less than did the Master who parried the devil's attacks, when it is written, the better we handle the Scriptures and the more we know them, the more effective we shall be in spiritual warfare. This is really what it's talking about, the spiritual warfare. Which is all around. Which is all around. Going back to Goliath, for instance, and David, what he said about, I have not tested. That word tested. Now that word tested in the Bible is proving the quality of something, usually put by putting it through a trial of some kind. That sort of test, that's what this actually means. I can't remember the Greek. And we see that in Deuteronomy, and we see that with Jesus in the wilderness, being in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights so that you might humble themselves and keep the commandments. And that's what Jesus did. And there was the devil throwing these things at him, and he went back to the Bible. He went back to the Bible. By all accounts, I didn't know this, but correct me if I'm wrong, several spiritual testings from several religions, traditions, state a life situation provided by God to elevate our moral character and obedience to God and his laws. Look what happened with Job. How God tested Job and let the devil have a field day with Job. So why would God test us? I believe to make us more self-aware and assured and confident as we go forward to do his will in our lives. So I just want to invite someone up who's going to give a little bit of testimony. Phoebe, please, with regard to the armour of God. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
In Ephesians 6, in verse 13, it says, "Put on the whole armour of God," and we've heard all the rest of it. Well, I couldn't cope with any of that a few years ago, and a very wonderful lady called Tricia Levitt gave me a tiny little book. I'd only just started learning about God's love, and I've put on the whole armour of God. It said, I said, well, I'm sorry. So I just started with, I didn't really understand it from a spiritual, but I did understand the word truth, and I understood the word protection. So I think the belt of truth went on all the time. You might notice I very often always pretty much have belts on, and I got the shoes bit and the peace. So I thought, that's really good. So for about a week, I spiritually put on the shoes at the beginning, and the belt and the shoes. But they took on a new meaning, and to me they gave me protection. And then I read a little bit more, and I found the shield of faith. And that's the, and a shield, as has been explained, and it went, and that went all the way. And it just, I might have just put on one thing for a week, or the shield of faith, I mean, you know, maybe for a month before I added something else. And it felt so right in God. It was okay. Okay, just take it bit by bit by bit. And the rest is pretty much history. Is that enough?
Thanks.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for that. So if you would put that prayer on the screen, that would be great. Just have a look. Yeah. Can you see the bold bits? Yep. If you could say them when we come to them, that'd be wonderful. And then take that for yourselves in prayer. So let us pray. Father, help us to prepare for any battle we may face. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you, Jesus. As we go through today, help us stand strong and not live in fear of the enemy. Please, Lord, equip me today with your armor. May the truth rule in our heads, our minds, and through our words today. Apart from you, Jesus, there is no righteousness. Through Jesus, I have been born again and made righteous in your sight. Help me to live as a righteous person. Lord, help us to reflect this gospel in our words and in our actions, that through us I may shine Jesus' light and others may be drawn to know you. For any fiery darts that may come our way, thank you that in Jesus we have the victory, no matter what tactics the enemy may throw at us. God has everything under control. Lord, protect our minds and remind us that nothing can separate us from your love. I've been saved by grace through faith. Lord, as we open your word, let your Holy Spirit open our eyes to see new things about you and open our minds and hearts as you lead us. May I be filled with your Spirit and ready with scriptures. Help us to memorize your word and keep it safe in our hearts. And in that, Lord, help us to always be in constant communication with you. Cause us to be alert, to be joyful and give thanks in everything. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Right, we're going to liven it up a little bit and we're going to sing "We Want to See Jesus Lifted High." Please be seated for our intercessions and prayers. I'm going to get down here.
My prayers this morning are based on praising God, not asking God to do things in situations, but we're praising God this morning. And in Hebrews 13, verse 15, it says, "Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruits of our lips, giving thanks to his name." So let us draw before our Heavenly Father. Loving Father, we come before you now with hearts full of praise for all you have done for us. Forgive us when we forget to praise you. As we look outward to the troubled world, we offer our praise and thankfulness for aid agencies, relief workers, care workers, doctors, nurses, firemen, paramedics, mediators, peacemakers, prayer warriors, missionaries, church leaders, teachers, and we ask your blessing and protection over all these people and organisations. We give thanks for answered prayer and ask your blessing over Moses and family as they prepare for their move to Haverhill. Quietly now, let us name those we know and love who need God's healing. And to those we have named, we say, we bless you in Jesus' name with a speedy recovery. Locally, we thank and praise you for reach, open mind, next door, young at heart, youth for Christ, junior church, illuminate, and all local churches and chapels, and say, we bless you in the name of the Lord, that the Holy Spirit and the Word of God may flow out from you in power. We bless the hearts of all who live in this town and surrounding villages, that they may be quickened to hear and respond to the voice of the living God. We bless all who live and work here, that the overspill of the blessings of the presence of the kingdom of God may fall upon you all. These prayers we offer in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We have our final hymn, which is We Are Marching in the Light of God. So the final blessing, may the strength of God empower us, the wisdom of God direct us, the Spirit of God inspire us, the love of God enfold us, and the grace of God comfort us, the joy of God fill us, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon us today and always. Amen. I forgot this. Thank you. So Lord, just bless this money that it be used wisely by you in all this church does. In Jesus' name, amen. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Name of Christ, amen.